This is our opportunity to reflect, to worship, to remember what Jesus did for us, and remember how much He loves us. Do you know God loves you? You, personally. God loves you, for God so loved you that He gave His only Son to die on a cross, a brutal Roman instrument of torture and execution, to bear the weight of your sin so that you could be, your sins could be forgiven, so that you could be with Him forever. He loves you. He loves us not because we're good. He loves us in spite of the fact that we're bad. He loves us while we were enemies. He died for us. We reflect. This is a tangible way to remember how much Jesus loves us. This bread is a symbol, a picture of His body torn and broken for you. And He says, my life given for you gives you sustenance, gives you life. So His body torn, broken for you is what we feed on spiritually, what nourishes our soul. His blood poured out for us. We take the juice and we drink that to remember that because He died, we can live. God loves you that much. Isn't that awesome? Let's take a moment to just reflect on the fact that I'm a sinner, that I don't deserve His grace, and that's what grace is. It's not deserved, that He just pours that out on us freely, in spite of who we are, in spite of what we've done, because of what we've done. He says, you need to be forgiven. And the ultimate sacrifice needs to be paid. And that sacrifice is Jesus. And now we can enter into communion. We can enter into fellowship with the one true God. Because He loves us. Because He's invited us. He's paid the price so that we can come in. Just take a moment as we pass out the bread and the juice to reflect on how great the Father's love is for you. That He would send His only Son to die for you so that you could have eternal life. I'm going to invite the deacons to come up. We'll give thanks for the bread and the juice, and then we'll pass that out to you. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your trust in Him, you're invited to participate with us, and we're going to invite you to just hold on to that until everybody's been served. We'll take that together and remember what Jesus did for us. Let's pray. Father, thank You for sending Your only Son to be the substitute, to pay the price that we owe for our sins so that we could experience eternal life and forgiveness and peace with You and fellowship with You and with one another that is rich and sweet. Jesus, thank You for gladly, willingly coming to lay down Your life for us, knowing there's no other way that we can be saved. But God, come in flesh to pay the price and die for our sins and live the perfect life for us. Spirit, thank You for opening our eyes to see the truth, the beauty of the good news that God loves us in the face of Jesus, who came to lay down His life for us. We thank You, Father, Son, and Spirit, for conspiring to rescue us when we have rebelled against You. We thank You for this bread and this juice that helps us to remember what You've done for us. And we want to say thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Jesus, what a great debt we owed. And we could never pay. And so you came and paid for us. Never asking us to repay, simply inviting us in to be yours forever. Thank you that you come inside and make us new, transforming our desires so that now we want to do what pleases you. Thank you that you promised to complete the work you started in us. We are so far from finished. We're so glad that although we are faithless, you remain faithful, for you cannot deny yourself. Thank you for the greatest sacrifice, for the greatest sinners, to purchase for us the greatest blessing of being in your presence. Thank you for this bread and this juice that helps us to remember. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
His body broken for you. His blood poured out to wash away your sins.